Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Thank you, Father, for this climate. Sister from Nebraska said there's something about the climate on the ground. May this climate birth something in your life. May it transform you like the climate in which Jacob became Israel. You will never return back the same way you have come. I see a sign of the covenant at my back, the rainbow. And I declare that God will step you into a covenant frequency. Where things will be operating as sworn by God.
Amen.
In the name that is above every name.
Amen.
Thank you, Master, for hearing and answering us. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as we take it. What a mighty God. It's a privilege to be found where the heavens are open. You will not understand until you are found where the heavens are closed. Hallelujah. I went somewhere to minister some time ago, and the heavens was completely, totally closed. And I say, Lord, have mercy. What's happening? And he said to me, who sent you here? I had to beg for mercy. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we are going to be looking at a very, very critical aspect of existence at the top. Existence at the top. The power of swift action and motion. The power of swift action and motion. Actually, it will be more for us understanding the power, form of objective, understanding the power of swift action and motion. Second objective is understanding the necessity of swift action and motion. And the third objective will be understanding the secrets of swift action and motion. First of all, understanding the power of swift action and motion. Understanding the necessity of swift action and motion. Understanding the secret or secrets of swift action and motion. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, thank you, media, for causing the people to know that they are part of the program by presenting them as well. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 49. He said, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar. That is not our concern now. From the end of the earth, this is our concern, as swift as the eagle flyeth, as swift, swift. Job 9:26 talks about the swiftness. He said they are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. A major character of the eagle, of the eagle's height and existence at the top, is swiftness of motion, alacrity of action, swiftness of motion, alacrity of action, urgency of character. Swiftness of motion, alacrity of action, urgency. The ego moves swiftly. It moves urgently. It moves hastily, causing it to fly at 127 kilometers per hour for the golden eagle. And we have seen through scripture that high flyers in scripture are given to urgency of action. High flyers in scripture are given to alacrity of motion. High flyers in scripture. And we're going to look at some examples. When duty calls, they move urgently. When duty calls, they act urgently. Example number one, Abraham. When he was called, Genesis 12, 1 and 2, 1, 2, 3, and then verse 5. Now the Lord God has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house to a land I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I'll bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Abraham took Sarah his wife. Now move to verse 5. And Abraham took Sarah his wife. No, verse 4 now. So Abraham departed. God finished speaking in verse 3 and in verse 4. There was no other verse between the instruction and the urgency of action. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him. So Abraham departed. Abraham departed. In Genesis 22 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 5, God called Abraham again, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Next verse. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. We have not even heard if there was a discussion between him and Sarah. Because I'm not sure that was a discussion matter. And because, I mean, you cannot tell Sarah that the child you have been waiting for all your life until you got the child at the age of 90. God said, I should kill the child. Sarah said, I will kill you first before you kill the child. We will kill each other first. So Abraham departed. Urgency. He was asked to offer Isaac. Abraham departed. The challenge of our generation is laxity of action. The challenge of our generation is laxity of action. The challenge of our generation is the lackluster attitude, the lackadaisic attitude that has prevented many from amounting to anything in the hands of God. Now look at the children of Israel, example number two. The children of Israel, when it was time for them to get out of the land of captivity, in Exodus chapter 12 and in verse 11. Start from verse 10. And you shall let nothing of it remain till the morning, talking about the Passover meal. And that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins gathered, your shoes on your feet. That is, you are in readiness for motion, and your staff in your hand. This is in the midnight. You shall eat it in haste. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. The night the children of Israel were going to leave the land of Egypt, they were to move with urgency. They were to move hastily. They were to move with alacrity in the haste. Your staff in your hand, you are on your feet eating the food. You leave that and go to example number three. Saul's encounter with the prophet Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 11. How did Saul encounter prophet Samuel? You see it. And as they went up to the hill, when Saul's father's donkeys were missing, and they were looking for it, as they went up to the hill, up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, he is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now. Make haste now, for he came to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. Make haste now. If you are looking for an encounter with God, you must possess a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency is needed for the encounter of destiny. Make haste now. It is not something you do casually. Make haste now. Are you trusting God for an encounter? There is something to be in a hurry about. There is something to haste about. Make haste now. That is what has characterized my life for many, many, many years. I know I need it. I dash for it. Make haste now. Number four example. David's whole life was characterized with urgency, swiftness of action and motion. In 1 Samuel chapter 21 verse 8, when Saul was pursuing him, David came and David said unto Ahimelech, and is there not here under thy hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. The king's business required haste. If it is the business of the King of Kings, haste is required. Can I say this to you? You do not transact and make profit for the kingdom without a sense of urgency. If you are a pastor, hear me. Without a sense of urgency, your life and destiny may not bring much profit to the kingdom. There is an urgency, a sense of urgency that is required in order to profit the kingdom. There is the sense of urgency required. What about when he was going to collapse Goliath? In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45. I'll read to all the way to verse 50. Then said David to the Philistine, thou camest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take your head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, he came casually and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. You must be on the run to collapse the enemy. You need a sense of urgency to collapse the enemy. Are you trusting God for victory in the land where you are? Are you trusting God for victory in your destiny, in your ministry, in your assignment? You need a sense of urgency to collapse the enemy. David ran and hasted. He ran, he hasted. The Philistine arose and came, but he will not walk casually. He ran, he hasted. I prophesy today the grace to run, the grace for urgency, the grace for agility and alacrity. I declare the release upon you now. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. That was David. When Jesus encounters Zacchaeus, example number 5. Luke chapter 19 and in verse 4 all the way to verse 6. He said, and he ran before and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. In case you are looking for an encounter, make haste. In case you want me to change your life, make haste. In case you want your story to change, make haste. And come down, for today, I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Do you want the master to mark your life? You need a sense of urgency. Now, example number 6 was Samuel. When Samuel heard the call of God, he didn't walk. He ran. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 and in verse 4 and verse 5, don't forget where we started from. That high flyers in this kingdom, anybody existing, whether in spiritual authority, material prosperity, whatever, they have a sense of urgency. And now, start from verse 3. And before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call thee not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. When God was calling Samuel, he ran. When David was going to meet Goliath, he ran. When Elisha received the mantle from Elijah, he ran. That's our example number 7. 1 Kings chapter 19 and in verse 19 to 20. 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 19 to 20. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray you, kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I to do with thee? He left his yoke of oxen. He left everything. He ran. We live a generation of very casual. We live in a generation of people who are casual about everything. They stroll in every situation. Situation that demands urgency, they are strolling. Do you understand? They are strolling with hand in the pocket. Situation that demand alacrity, they are strolling. A laid back generation. They take everything easy. And life is not never easy for those who take everything easy. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Just slack. He came into the church, isn't it? Some of our crusade grounds. Come and give your life to Christ, and people will be running. Be the first to come. They run forward. Today you can actually see people going for altar call with hand in their pocket. Chewing gum. A lax generation. Pastor who doesn't see the need to come to church on time. Praise and worship has gone very far. In fact, it has ended. Everything is almost done before he comes. He's not, all the things are meant for the children. He's the boss. A laid back young generation. Young man still sleeping in his father's house by 9 a.m. Doesn't do nothing. Doesn't know anything about the house. Can't wash cars. Doesn't know anything. Daughters that don't know the road to the kitchen. Can't cook no food. Laid back. That is why some children inherit their father's business only to run it down in a hurry. Because the urgency that made their father who they were, they lacked that urgency. The discipline, they lack it.
Hey, there is someone here tonight. The Lord is saying to you, rise up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, with a higher level of alacrity, a higher level of urgency, a higher level of tenacity. Somebody shout, yes, Lord!
I will soon tell you to run.
Is there somebody here who believes that you need urgency to fulfill destiny? You want to move in a haste? Shout yes!
Listen to three things I want to say before we go ahead. Take your seat. Number one, you can only fly to the top. You don't stroll to the top in life. You don't stroll up. You fly up. There's nobody who strolled and went up. You fly to the top in life. Even the aircraft does not stroll. It flies. I said three things. Number one, you can only fly to the top. You don't stroll. Number two, there is no destiny without urgency. There is no destiny without urgency. If you are to have a destiny that is substantial, you must possess the sense of urgency. Number three, those who make speedy moves create drastic waves. You make speedy moves. You are said to create drastic waves. Miss making waves in any realm. Show someone making moves that are speedy. And two, three, four, to slack in action is to lag behind in life. Those who slack in action, they lag behind in life. I'll give you three examples of such. Example number one, the story of Zara and Phares. The children of Tamar, the twin that came from Judah. In Genesis chapter 38, verse 27 to verse 30. Genesis 38, 27. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass, I am reading all the way to verse 30, please. And it came to pass when she travailed that the worm put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came first. They had identified him twin. Doctor, professor, what kind of child is coming out with hand like this? It's a challenge, oh. He took back his hand. They already tied the hand. They said, this is the first one. He took back his hand. I'm reading. This is first. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, there are many who draw back in life, that behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore, his name was called Phares, means breakthrough. When the lineage of Judah is called all the way to Jesus, Zara is missing in the line. It is Phares whose name is found. The lineage goes through Phares because the one who was meant to come out first slacked. He got lost in history
got lost in genealogy. Am I communicating at all? When you draw back, you lose place. There are many who have lost their places in life and destiny because they were too slack. What God expected of them, they are not there. What they are meant to be doing with their life, they are not doing it. So God said, you know what? I am not going to waste my time waiting for you. I am going to locate somebody else that will be ready to move with more speed. When you are slowing down, know that somebody is warming up. When you are marking time, understand that someone else is marching on. Shobo? When you are marking time, understand that someone else is marching on. Nobody will be compelled to wait for you because you are waiting. The fact that the vehicle parks, one vehicle parked by the roadside, does it force you to park? The car was in front of you before all of a sudden it parked. And you see other cars coming and going. So you kept moving. You don't just park by association. Am I communicating at all? There are so many people blaming those who came from behind them. I have been here all these years. I started first. I am older than him. Why is he like this and that? And God is saying, when I wanted to move with you, you drew back your hand. Ketrikuma went one day and asked the Lord, Lord, why is my work so hard? And the Lord said it was a man's mantle you are carrying. The work is the work, the assignment of a man. That is a man that should have the energy to work. She worked like 18 hours out of 24 hours. He said it's a man's work you are doing. But the man disobeyed me. So I looked for somebody else and gave the person the mantle. And you are the one. Nobody will take my place. Nobody will take your place. In the name of Jesus. And the issue of Phares and Zara teaches us a lot of lessons. He brought hand. He went back. The other one brought head. Head work is superior to hand work. Strategy. It's superior to energy. Those who use their head get ahead. Wisdom is key to stardom. In all that you do, engage mentality in your activity, and you will see productivity. It's another message for another day. But I say that when people are slack, they lag behind. When people are slack, they lag behind. Example number two is the example of Jacob and Esau. Genesis 27, verse 18 to verse 20, of people that were slack and lagged behind. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, Here am I. When Isaac wanted to bless his sons. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. We know that he was lying. But the reason why God validated that blessing was because they had done transaction before and Esau had sold his birthright. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless thee. Now look at this. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found this so quickly? So quickly. So quickly.
to deal with hostility. I'll come to that later. So quickly. Then he received the blessing. And in verse 20. Verse 30 now. And as soon. It came to pass. As soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob. That Jacob was scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father. That he saw his brother came from his hunting. And he also made several remains. As soon. There are people who do the right thing, but they do it too late. It is not enough to do the right thing. It is important to do the right thing at the right time. It is important to do the right time, the right thing on time. It's important to do the right thing swiftly. It's important to do the right thing urgently. When we went to Kenya, young lady met Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche. She's unmarried, has a child, out of wedlock situation. But she met Dr. Mrs. Enenche, and she began to talk to her by inspiration. And she broke down and started crying. Because she said, what you are telling me now is like what you told me in the dream. Because she had a dream while we were in Kenya. The night before the morning. Before she came and met Dr. Miss Energy. We are in the same cloth. And this is what she was telling her in the dream. You know what? On this marital issue, you missed it 14 years ago. You missed it 14 years ago. And she confirmed in the daytime that exactly that 14 years ago, the right man was around. But whether she said no, or whether she dilly-dallied, or did everything possible, and it failed. And she said to her, and after that 14 years, every other relationship you have been going into has been the wrong ones. You have been missing it. But now God will show you mercy. Hi. How somebody can miss something and be in the wilderness for years. Can miss it at the right time and be in the wilderness for years. And she wasn't planning to marry again until age 45. No, I won't marry again until I'm 45. He said, no. 45? Who does that? Forty-five. You are going towards menopause. Listen to me, beloved brothers and sisters. I know there are people who at one point or the other, you miss certain timing. In this convention, Jehovah shall give you another chance. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Like the Lord said to that lady, God will show you mercy again. I say it in the same voice. God will show you mercy again. That was Esau. He did the right thing. Take your seat. Just that the right thing was happening too late. Finally, the example of Amasa and Abisha. Second Samuel chapter 20 and in verse 4. Second Samuel chapter 20 and in verse 4. Then said the king to Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days and be thou here present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time that David had appointed for him. Oh, I want to make you the chief of defense staff or the chief of army staff. This Bitri, the son of Sheba, or Sheba, the son of Bitri, very wicked man that has risen up against me. Amasa, gather men, let's rout him. I'm waiting for you. But he tarried longer
than the appointed time. And David said to Abishai, now Sheba shall, of the son of Bichri, shall do us more harm than did Absalom. Take your Lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us. And there went after him Joab's men. Abishai, Amasa is my first choice for this position. But since Amasa has wasted time, he has lost place. When you waste your time, you lose your place. He lost place. And because he has wasted so much time, he has now lost place. Abishai, take his position. This, in that season, Amasa died also. He was killed by Joab within that season. As he lost his place, careless death. As he lost his place, he also lost his life shortly. There are many people who faded their way out of life when their assignment ends. As he lost his place shortly, he also lost his life. I will never forget when I saw it. He tarried longer. It's better to do the right thing earlier. And if you are too early, they can say, wait, you came too early. Than to do it later because you can't be told, wait again. You will not lose your place. You know, there are various forms of affliction. There are those, if you offend them, they will haunt you till death. Bitterness is in their blood, in their lineage. There are people like that. They need to be delivered, to be free from it. There are people, they lie like water. Immoral things, another people. There are also people, laziness like sloth. Like sloth. You know the sloth? Slothfulness is the root, it came from the root word of an animal, sloth. The sloth sleeps like 23 hours out of 24. Look at the guy there. He stays in one place until grass is growing on his body. Algae. Sleeping upside down. Sloth. Algae is growing on his body. For inactivity. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Out of 24 hours, he sleeps like 19 to 23 hours out of it. There are people in their body, no matter the fire with which you are preaching. By the time they force themselves to continue writing while you are talking, when you see their note, it's Chinese writing. It's Japanese writing. Writing that move from one line to another. You need the spirit to decode the writing. Even they themselves cannot read the writing. He said he hopes I am not talking to them. If I am talking to you, then I am in the spirit. I didn't come voluntarily. These are things that must be dealt with. You need your energy intact to have your destiny intact. I better stand up while preaching is on than to sit and sleep. Better
stand up. I better stand on my feet.
You know what? Guys, the way I'm dozing, let me move towards somewhere where I can stand. And there are things you must battle in life so that the battles don't bury your life.
Amasa lost his place because he tarried longer than the appointed time. Amasa lost his place. He tarried longer than the time appointed. He lost his place.
You will not lose your place.
Very, very quickly, because of time. What is the necessity of swift, urgent action and motion? I'm going to be using the word urgency. What is the necessity of swift, urgent action and motion? Number one, urgency is needed to make sense on time. Urgency is needed to make sense on time. That is, urgency is needed to reach targets on time. There are things dashed to reach targets on time. There are targets that must be reached, and not just reached, but they must be reached on time. Urgency is needed. In Job chapter 9, verse 26, he said, they are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. The prey is the target, but the eagle is in a hurry to locate that target, not just to get the target, but to get it on time. It's needed. Things are only beautiful when they happen at the right time. He makes all things beautiful. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. What is the use joining soldier at the age of 60? In fact, they can't even admit you. Want to play for professional football for Cameroon national team. How old are you? 49. You say you are interested too late. Interest at the wrong time. Urgency is needed to make sense on time, to reach targets on time. Number two, urgency is needed to maximize life's opportunities. As opportunities come, you maximize them with urgency. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 14 to 16, Ephesians 5, 14 to 16, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeem the time means buy up the opportunities, because the days are evil. We just saw Amasa now, who lost, because he was slow. Can I tell you something? Slow people, sluggish people, they lose a lot of opportunities. Is it confirmed? Slow people, sluggish people, they lose a lot of opportunities. We traveled somewhere, and when we were coming back, it was private flight. And then, I think we had some delays somewhere. I don't know whether it was immigration or something. There were some slight delays. So when we arrived in the aircraft, the pilot told us, we are meant to move now, but the slot, the flight slot, time slot they gave us has elapsed. We have to wait for them to allocate us another slot. Because there are many flights. It was immigration. Then one of the passengers that was being checked in through another route delayed. One of the people coming with us, one of the technical staff on the camera and so on. He said, the time slot has elapsed. And we have to wait for them to give us another time.
I'm talking about?
That is what happens in real life.
There was somebody in Catherine Coleman's ministry, a singer, keyboardist. His name was Jimmy. Say, Jimmy is always coming late. Always. Jimmy will come to the tail end when the aircraft door is almost about to be closed. Say, Jimmy, I hope, I just pray for you so you don't miss the rapture. Because that flight is not a flight to miss.
You understand what I'm saying? Oh, a lot of opportunities. Some people, as I'm talking to you right now, there are things you know you should have done at the right time, and you failed to do the right thing. Maybe you were meant to take a course. You didn't. One of our men in those days, an accountant, qualified, trained everywhere, but there was a particular program or software or something that he needed to have done, he didn't do. When he went for a big interview, they asked him, are you familiar with this kind of software or something? He said, no, I am not. He knew everything. That was what cost him the job. Urgency is needed to maximize life's opportunities. The sluggish always lose a lot of opportunities. Number three, urgency is needed to minimize regrets. Minimize regrets from lost opportunities. A lot of regrets come from opportunities that are lost. The Bible talks about Esau, who for a morsel of bread sold his birthright. And when he wanted the blessing, he was denied. Apart from selling the birthright, he came very late. And even though he cried bitterly according to Hebrews, there was no place for repentance found for him. There are so many people in a lot of regrets because of opportunities lost. Why do we need urgency? You can locate that scripture and just cite it there. Morsel of bread, profane person like Esau. That's right. Hebrews 12:16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. That's to show you that even God was in it. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Urgency, number four, is needed. And this is for me the most important. To fulfill life's assignment within time allotment. It's needed to fulfill life's assignment within time allotment. There is a time allocated to the assignment of life. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Urgency is needed to fulfill life's assignment within time allotment. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 6. All the way to verse 8. He said, for I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. Henceforth, there is laid for me a crown of righteousness. I have finished my course. I finished my assignment. I can now die. That was what Paul was saying. Pastors who walk within the setting of the commission, the growth of the commission is your growth. Progress of the commission is your progress. Global impact of it is your impact. Based on the level to which you are committed to what happens. Do you understand? Your prayer life in the closet for the Canada crusade you are not going is part of your impact. Do you know the meaning of that for you? Anytime you hit any land, hit it running. Such that if you have 2 years there, 3 years, 4 years, heaven will record your mark on that ground. What you did there will enter your record. There is a record for me, there is a record for you. That's what we do. There are people working under ministries that that will have more regard in eternity than certain so-called GOs. Because with God, action is weight. And he doesn't reward titles. He rewards commitments. You hear the road running? By the time you are on your way out, a structure is left on ground. Souls and mass. This mark here, that mark here, that mark here. And you are stepping off without regrets. Urgency is needed so that destiny can be fulfilled. You fulfill life's assignment within time allotment. Fulfill life's assignment within time allotment. Number 5, urgency. You know, I read something some time ago. And it was very, very touching. Very touching. Somebody say after me in the name of Jesus, I will fulfill my life's assignment within my time's allotment, within the time allotment. Joshua chapter 13 verse 1. That was a major tragedy in the life of Joshua. Now Joshua was old. If you read before, they will be telling you stories about how they conquered this land. One, that land. Until we read verse 13. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old and dealt with by years. That's stricken. Dealt with by years. Your energy is not as before. Your strength is not like before. And there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Too much task with little life left. That's what God. You know the kind of situation where somebody has more month at the end of the salary. Instead of more salary at the end of the month. That is, the money finished by 15th. And there is remaining 15 more days. That's what God is telling Joshua. Your life has been spent, but your work is not done. Your life has been spent, but see, don't allow people to clap for you. It's only God who knows your scope of work. It's only God who understands our syllabus of assignment. Don't let anybody quickly clap for you. He said, you are old. You are out of life, almost gone. But there is still so much work. So urgency is needed. So that the time of your life can be used for the work of your life. Number what? Number 5. Urgency is needed. For maximum impact in life's effort. Maximum impact. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 14. Maximum impact in your life's effort. That I may know him. Move to verse 12. Not as though I already attained, neither we are already perfect, but I follow after. Ye that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, when you are time conscious, you carry out actions that carry weight. When you are time conscious, When you are time conscious, you don't scatter effort. When you are time conscious, you do things that matter. That is, when you have a sense of urgency. Now, if I'm to follow invitations, I may not be in this church any Sunday for years. But the question is that where I'm, is that everywhere they invite me is where I'm to direct my energy? I just told you just now that I went somewhere and the heaven was so closed. And I went out of respect because it's an elderly ministry. And the heaven was so close, and I said, Lord, what is happening? He said, who sent you here? Who sent you? When you are time conscious, you do things that carry weight. You impact your... You see, it's like throwing the bullet with the hand versus putting it in a rifle. Urgency. High velocity rifle pushes out the bullet with speed. And it causes devastation. It's needed for maximum impact. Number six, urgency is needed for the recovery of lost time, lost years. In case you have lost time and lost years, you need urgency to recover what is lost. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and in verse 8, God speaking, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake? And he answered, pursue. That is, run. Be urgent. Make haste. Be swift. For you shall surely overtake. And without fail, recover all. You must be in a hurry. You need a sense of urgency to recover what the devil took from you. And in verse 19 and in verse 20, David recovered all. There was nothing lacking to them. Neither small nor great. Neither sons nor daughters. Neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. David recovered all. I prophesy to someone here today, whatever the devil has stolen from your life, as you move with a new degree of urgency, you shall recover all. God's servant, Papa Yedepa, said it's never too late to be right. There is nobody who recovers anything functioning at ease. You don't. When the hawk comes to carry the chick, the hen does not just be there and just be watching. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Actually tries to fly into the air. And then the chick is dropped by the hawk because of a hen under pressure with urgency and alacrity. This is good news for somebody. I've lost time. I've lost years. I've lost opportunities. God said from tonight, move with a sense of alacrity and urgency. And there is recovery coming for somebody. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. Number seven, urgency is needed to escape enemy traps and agenda. There is a way you move so fast, you become too restless to be resisted. You escape enemy traps and agenda. Jeremiah 46 and in verse 6. Let not the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. So, when you are swift, there is the tendency, possibility of escaping. Genesis 19:22, God was speaking to Lot, bringing him out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Haste thee, escape thither. Haste, make haste. Sodom and Gomorrah is about to be set on fire. Make haste, escape. For I cannot do anything to help you, the angel is saying, until you move. Make haste, escape. Exodus 12:11, Israel came out of captivity in haste. You shall eat it with your loins gathered, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. You cannot be trapped when you are in haste. Most lions pursue impalas and antelopes and just return back in frustration because it escaped faster than them. It just ran faster than them. Run faster than them.
Casual people end as casualties. Casual people end as casual things. You need a degree of restlessness to forbid your... You become too restless to be arrested by the first forces of hell. Urgency is needed to escape enemy traps and snares. Finally, urgency is needed for progress. Even in tough and hard terrains. This land is hard. This terrain is tough. There is a level of speed you will confront that the land with that will escape its hardness. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and in verse 8.
And of the Gadites, they have separated themselves unto David into the hold, to the wilderness, men of might and men of war, fit for the battle,
that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as they rose upon the mountains. That is, on top of mountain they are running. They have speed even on mountainous terrains. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Are you ready to run? On your marks, get set, move. Hey! 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 Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. I refuse to be resisted into stagnation. I refuse to be tied to the same spot. I am racing. I am running. I am shifting. I am moving speedily by fire. Run! Open your mouth and pray. 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 Lift up your two hands and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
I refuse,
I refuse,
I reject,
I reject
the spirit of slothfulness. Now,
I reject
the spirit
and the spell
of slothfulness.
Now,
I reject. Open your mouth and pray. La 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 secrets of urgency. But in order not to choke us too much in one night. Not so we have people connected everywhere around the world, in our country, in our nation. And there are some places where the Muslims stay outside beyond 8:30 or so. So we are going to be moving. But you are going to ask for the mantle of the end time army.
Hey!
Joel chapter 2 verse 1. Read it and let us read all the way to verse 7 or so. Joel chapter 1. Everybody read one to go.
Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain.
Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble,
for the day of the Lord cometh,
for it is nigh at hand.
A day of darkness and of gloominess,
a day of clouds and of thick darkness,
as the morning spread upon the mountains,
a great people and a strong.
There has not been ever the like.
Neither shall there be any more after him,
even to the years of many generations.
A fire devoured before them,
and behind them a flame burned.
The land is as the garden of Eden before them,
and behind them a desolate wilderness.
Yes, and nothing shall escape them.
The appearance of death
is as the appearance of horses,
and as horsemen,
so shall they roar.
As horsemen, so our Father, I need the mantle of the runner.
Hey.
The end time army mantle of the runner. I cannot be a walker. I cannot be a struggler. I need the mantle to run. I am tired of crawling. Are you ready? Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
of
the end time army.
Mantle
of the runner.
I refuse
to crawl.
I cannot be tied up.
I cannot be held up.
I receive
the mantle.
Open your mouth and pray.
I receive.